Let's get some shoes.
Shoes.
The shoes are like $300.
$300 fucking dollars.
Let's get them.
Oh my god, shoes.
Welcome to Notes Underground, show number 53. 54.
Thanks for coming back for yet another round.
We're at 54, Dan.
Man.
Wow.
Wow.
Fuck,
we just keep going.
I know. I had to do kind of a maybe semi-standard intro, but not totally old school.
Where are we evolving to, Mitch?
I don't know.
Where's this evolution taking us?
I'm thinking maybe that we should
higher and higher.
We should just speak in like really, really, really high voices all the time.
And phrase everything as a question?
Yeah, and maybe like talk kind of slowly and, you know, like we're... like we're stoned or something.
Oh.
Do you think people will think that we're stoned right now?
I could, yeah. Yeah. Come on, just listen to us.
I mean, kind of.
We're totally humbled.
Kind of weird. Maybe we should listen to some music.
Let's get some music.
Let's get some music.
Who are you pimping first?
How about the Tacticians?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Sometimes, when I think of broken dreams, nothing's left to dream about. I wanna leave this town. I'm not the kind who lives his life in certain seas. I love my heavy heart. I've had it from the start. Kate is busy doing hardcore porn. I'm the singer in a band. Long ago we used to share our home, but you've gotta pay the rent. Late at night when I can't fall asleep, and doubts are driving me insane. I grab out that video cassette, and I think of Kate again. I think of Kate again. It's stupid, but sometimes when I look around to see my baby's eyes, after all this time, my friends say don't look back, but I don't mind, 'cause it's the fact that everyone walks blinded by a light, someone left behind. Alright, Kate is busy doing hardcore porn. I'm the singer in a band. Long ago we used to share our hopes, but you've gotta pay the rent. Late at night when I can't fall asleep, and doubts are driving me insane. I grab out that video cassette, and I think of Kate again. I think of Kate again. I think of Kate. I think of Kate again.
Can shimmy to that.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
That was good.
Doing the whole neck shaking thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? I think that we should have a little battle of the bands here. Maybe the listeners can vote. I say we take those guys. Remind me of their name again. I'm totally wasted.
Tacticians.
We should take those guys and we should have them go up against High Child.
Oh, right now?
Battle Royale with cheese.
We're doing a battle.
Yep.
You guys ready?
Yep. Put up your dukes.
Because that was the listener submitted stuff, right?
Or was it? Well, the High Child contacted us, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listener submitted music.
Ah.
God, I love it.
It all comes together.
I love that.
The synergy. Can you feel it? Can you taste it?
What is that called? Lazy Love?
Yeah.
And I was once like you are now. And I was lost, but now I'm found. I needed you to comprehend. Let's love never ends. This love is all around. This love don't make a sound. This love is all we need. Lazy love. Lazy love will take you where you are.
Yeah, man, they do justice to their genre of psychedelic.
Psychedelic is definitely the word I would use for that.
Yeah, they hit it well, and they have, or you could say Brit something, Brit sound. I wouldn't say Brit pop, but
they kind of remind me of a mix between Jethro Tull, and Oasis.
There you go.
Right?
Although I can't say I know Jethro Tull like the back of my hand.
Oh.
I know he stands on one leg and plays the flute, right?
Well, you made your first mistake right there that most people make, and Jethro Tull is a band, not a
I thought it was person. The front dude in the band. No.
Ian Anderson's the front man.
Mm. So he's the one that stands on one leg and plays a flute.
Yeah.
And where is he now?
He's wicked, man. He'll actually sing. He actually sings into the, because there's a mic on the end of the flute.
Yeah, yeah.
So he'll like, while he's playing the flute, he'll like make noises and stuff like that. And like,
oh,
you know,
cool.
Yeah, he's very, very eclectic.
Oh, and cool.
Actually, Jethro Tull still makes albums today, but no one listens to him anymore because they're kind of rubbish.
What'd you say?
Rubbish.
What was that?
Rubbish.
Well done. Well done.
I'm turning Brit. Today someone was like, Mitch.
Can you feel the collective slap of all of your old friends back in the States and all the listeners?
I think rubbish is a good word because you wouldn't say kind of trash.
Rubbish.
You wouldn't say, oh man, he's kind of trash.
Yeah, I guess it's harsher, isn't it?
Like to say someone is kind of rubbish or a bit rubbish.
Yeah, it sugarcoats it a bit.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? It's sugarcoats?
Sugarcoats the sugarcoats. It's like a sugarcoating the word trash.
But like you wouldn't actually say that person is a little trash or a little trashy because trashy and rubbish aren't the same. Even though trash is rubbish, trashy is it's like not. Pamela Anderson. And you wouldn't say that Pamela Anderson is rubbish.
I mean, is it art because you hang it on a wall, Mitch? I mean, this is a real big discussion. Do you want to get into it? I don't. Is Pamela Anderson not rubbish?
She is rubbish, but she's also trashy. But you would use them in separate phrases.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I see what you're getting at.
Shiz.
Wait for it.
Shiz.
Oh, Jesus.
Are we breaking the... You're breaking the rules.
I'm not. We didn't play... We played 5 seconds
okay,
of it.
Okay, that's true. It's within the 20 seconds.
Yeah, no. No, we're not... We don't... In,
oh, my God. Shiz.
Can we tell people what it was?
Check out myspace.com/KellyLikesShoes. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
You're going to lose it. You are going to lose it.
Oh, my God. Shiz. These shoes are
$300. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz.
Oh, God. It's even better than it sounds.
So what did you bring in? What did you bring in for me? That was that again. That was what it was.
That was High Child.
High Child.
They're from Lowtown.
And they emailed me, and I was a bit of a slacker about getting back to them.
But
and
I then, wasn't.
And then Dan
steps right in there.
Steps right in on the MySpace.
Said, talk to me, someone. Please talk to me.
Oh my God, we've got some shiz.
So that was High Child. They were nice people. Those folks. Check them out.
Thanks.
I also brought in 764 Hero, one of my favorite bands from way back. And I also brought in 65 Days of Static.
Let's check out 764 Hero because that's the first one you mentioned.
Wicked. 6'4 Hero, everybody.
Yeah.
Those guys, did you ever hear...
They kind of sound like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Or no. Red House Painters? No.
Don't know them.
Now I know who it is, but I can't think of it.
Never heard of them either.
They sound like the... Nothing. Okay.
Well, we'll just leave it. Just sit on that for a bit. But the thing to know, if those out there don't know, is that a while ago, 7-6-4 Hero, they're broken up now, by the way. They did a split EP with Modest Mouse called Whenever You See Fit. And when Modest Mouse...
Oh, neat.
They did... Modest Mouse did that song originally, and then 7-6-4 Hero kind of put their twist on
tomorrow.
It. I know. Dude, are you amped?
Is the lead singer like in another big popular band now or something?
I don't know what they're doing now. I know that they were in great bands beforehand, but I swear to God, people... Buy that split EP right now because it is the best EP you will own, quite possibly next to Peter, Bjorn, and John. Put them together.
We're going to see Modest Mouse tomorrow.
I know. Is this the first time you've seen him or no? I bet you've seen him before.
Have you mentioned Peter, Bjorn, and John before?
On the show?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have.
That they're like... They're like my favorite.
I know. We wish we could play them. It's the catchiest tune. But unfortunately, Peter, Bjorn, and John, as cool as they are, they're not cool enough to put something free up on the web. And they won't respond to any of my emails.
That kind of automatically makes them lame.
I know. You'd think they'd be they'd have more socialist tendencies, but they don't. And so we're just sitting here waiting, watching. You can buy it everywhere, though. And it isn't that expensive. Really, it's worth it.
Yeah, seriously.
But if we're not offering the tracks individually and we're not selling the show, then why is it illegal for us to play a song? I know I'm naive.
Get
here.
This. We talked about this last week. It's illegal to make a copy.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Which is the big coverall. Right. Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. You're, right. Right, right, right. But if I buy the song and it's already on my computer when I buy it, and then I just play it off my computer over the radio, you know, the intranet web, then
because there's no
copy made.
Well, no, there is, because every time someone downloads it, then they're downloading a copy.
Well, that's their fault, not mine.
You're right, exactly. Exactly.
So sue them. Go get them.
Yeah, sue you.
Yeah.
Sue me. Sushi.
They are suing you.
Oh.
And Renica, by the way, when the record labels do take down MySpace, you guys are more than welcome to crash on my couch. Don't worry. There's plenty of space for you both.
Very kind of
you, Dan. No worries.
Let's play some music. Let's play some music. Let's play some music. What's the other one you brought?
65 Days of Static.
Okay, let's check that out.
65 Days of Static.
I like that one.
That was good. Do you know that the band Dismemberment Plan?
No.
Because if I were just a little bit smarter, I would swear to God that that singer is the same singer from Dismemberment Plan who broke up about 2 years ago, and I saw their last show in San Francisco. You want to touch me?
No.
You can touch me if you want.
No.
I'm not cool.
No, but I like that. I like that really kind of... what's cool about it is like the hard edge, sort of like overly distorted drum beat with the like nice and sort of crystal clear vocals. Like the contrast is really cool.
Yeah, I really dig it. I really dig it.
Good stuff, Dan.
That was a pseudo listener submission, or not submission, but recommendation that I check out.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Very stoked about that one. Very stoked.
So what does pseudo mean?
Well, it's a guy that checked out our show. I started emailing him because he was good at Flash stuff, and I was asking him some questions, and he checked out our show. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, I really dig the show. You know, you guys played Youth Movies. I saw them ages ago. You should check out this, that, and the other.
Youth Movie Soundtrack.
Yeah, Youth Movie Soundtrack Strategies. Yeah. So he recommended them and one other, the name of which I can't recall. Oh, yeah, they had no songs available for download, so I just went straight to 65 Days of Static.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great find, man. I want to know more.
Please tell me more. We need more submissions from you guys because this is not a broadcast medium, damn it. That's the whole thing about this podcast stuff. Don't you get it?
You tell him, Mitch.
No.
Tell him like it is.
No, you listen to me.
Testify, brother.
I mean, that's no, but really, that's the whole fun part is that it's a conversation.
Yeah.
Well, and, rather than a broadcast. Otherwise, we'd be in radio, and everyone knows that's for grandma.
We've definitely been getting conversation. In fact, Rory, subject line, Eager in Africa, wrote to us, "Hey, what's up, old boys? I see I got a bit of MySpace love from the NU crew. Wiki, wiki, wah, flick, flicky."
Yeah.
That's good times for me. Anyway, just wanted to let you know I'm just about to get into episode 51 and looking forward to it. Let you know how it goes. Take it sleazy. Thank you very much, Rory. Keep in slut touch.
Keep in slut touch. What does that
Thank
mean?
Thank you. I thought of that one.
Dude, my internet connection doesn't work, so I can't even grab on anything cool. But I think I have something around here somewhere saved onto my hard drive or something.
You want me to tell you what Jamie said?
Who's Jamie?
Jamie, subject line, no subject, says, "Dear Mitchell," this one's to you, Mitch.
Hi.
Earmuffs, Renica, earmuffs. Jamie says to Mitch, "I started listening."
Jamie a totally hot babe?
Yes. "I started listening to NU at episode 26. I recently had the idea to listen to 1 to 25 since I've missed out on 50% of the Notes Underground experience. Are all the old episodes on the .com site? I tried to look, but as not all are labeled, I couldn't tell. Or is there some other website on which I could download all the old episodes? Thanks a bunch. Keep up the good work."
Yeah, notesunderground.com. I don't think I think maybe 26 is right around when we actually started numbering them. Because before that, we were just doing dates and stuff.
Yeah, you just...
So as opposed to trying to surf through the podcast directory on notesunderground.com, which is also one way of accessing all that information, you could just go to notesunderground.com and then sort by date or something.
Okay.
Go through the archives. Go through the archives by month. Mm-hmm. Something like that. It's all there. It's all there, really. try to make it available. I think it'll only do... I don't know. The feed will only handle a certain number of episodes.
Oh, and then it starts.
And then it starts to knock off the old ones. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I also got one here from Gabriel Lanas. Yeah. Hey, Gabriel.
Hola, señor.
Because I think we made some kind of a snide remark to him in one of our old shows.
Did we?
We would never make snide remarks. But listen, here's what he says. "Hey, this is Gabriel. I was listening to show 52 and heard you asking me to prove my worth." I don't even remember that. I might have been talking to Dan. He says, I got nothing.
Oh, come on. We're all special inside somewhere. My mom told me that.
I throw extra words. He says, I throw extra words on the end of sentences sometimes. I think I'm adding emphasis instead of just using bad grammar. But by way of proving my worth, I really like David Bowie. Oh, I think that's because it was sort of a run-on sentence about not liking David Bowie. And we're like,
oh, right. I recall now. I recall. Yeah. We were. That was he wrote with regards to the Dead Science.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
And he says, I would rather listen to something a little faster and heavier most of the time, but your show is enlightening me to bands that I would never have heard of before, i.e. cheesy bullshit.
He said that?
No. Oh. I'm putting words on the end of his.
Coming to get you. Yeah. Cheesy bullshit. He must be talking about your picks.
Well, actually, he says, I really dig or dug the one man band.
So yeah, Jawbone.
I think that was your pick.
That was my pick.
And I happened to put the wrong link to the band on there. I happened to link to a Christian rock band.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And Dan proceeded to
chastise
me online as a result. He says, I have a friend named Drew Danbury that I think would be perfect for your show. You can check his site out at drewdanbury.com.
I'm going to go there right now.
Will you? Because I don't have an internet connection.
Okay, just hold on a moment.
Is it good?
Say something interesting while I do this.
I mean, what if we do something totally out of the ordinary and just play... like something.
Is it spelled Drex or Drew? Is it the French spelling of Drew?
Drew. Danbury.
Got it.
.com.
I prefer the Drex spelling, but it's just me. One mark against him already. Hey, this guy looks familiar. Have I seen him on the space?
Oh, Dan's writing emails under a false name again. This is my site.
Here we go. Holy crap, he wants me to pay $10 for his CD. I haven't even heard it yet.
Well, while you're looking through that, why don't we play another song?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, this is the last one that I've got, so... unless we can sort out this Drew Danbury
thing. Oh, you're kidding me. He sells his own fanny pack. That's pretty cool. He has a Drew Danbury fanny pack.
Is it easy to get a download, or are we going to have to sort this out for the next show?
We got to buy it on his web. It looks like, so we're going to have to wait and see.
So Drew, Gabriel, let's hook this up. Get us a download that we can play.
Make it happen.
For the rest of y'all, this is a lovely track by the Bedroom Walls. And see you next week. Thanks for coming out.
See you.